Hi, this is Mrs. Green on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, broadcasting from MrsGreensWorld.com, and I am indeed Mrs. Green. Welcome. If you haven't figured it out yet, I love being Mrs. Green. There's always something fun and exciting and interesting to share about going greener or what's happening in the world of sustainability. I often write on Facebook, so much content, so little time, because you really can't give people too much content. They unlike you. So I wanted to share with you today two of my top go-to places that I love to visit for great content. The first one is the Daily Green. It's a daily e-newspaper filled with great information about everything from cars to fashion to food to back-to-school ideas and even great studies about health issues, which, as we all know, people really care about. Here's a great example. They published a study called Bicyclers Inhale Tailpipe Pollution. Now, although I don't think that is funny, the new study identifies a possible heart disease risk from exposure to air pollution while bicycling. So, or bicycling, whatever word you want to use. I admit that I never thought about that because I think of bicycling as being so healthy that it really gave me green food for thought. But here's what I love about the Daily Green. When they write about a topic like this and they kind of say, okay, it's great that you're out there on that bicycle, but you could be inhaling things that give you heart disease, they give you a solution that there's something you can do, whatever it takes, to mitigate it or to minimize it or do something about it to reduce the risk. So I love that. And the Daily Green, you can find them at thedailygreen.com. I think that you will love it, and I think I would love to know what you think. Another top favorite, and I would say it's almost like tied for first, is the Environmental Working Group. Their focus is a bit more narrow than the Daily Green, but it's always, always interesting to me. Their website is ewg.org, and their tagline is the power of information. They're an honest-to-God powerhouse of important information. They have a team of scientists and engineers and policy experts and lawyers and computer programmers. It almost sounds like a government agency, but trust me, it is. Is not. So they pore over government data, legal documents, scientific studies, and they actually do their own lab test to expose threats to our health. And that is a piece that I absolutely love about them. Are there facts unsettling at times? Yes. Do I believe we have a right to know? Yes. Imagine that. They publish things like the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 about the fruits and vegetables and insecticides and the pesticides. So ewg.org, you are indeed listening to Mrs. Green on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, broadcasting from MrsGreensWorld.com.
Maybe the only desert oasis in the world, complete with botanical gardens, nature trails, eclectic shops and art galleries, and a new summer menu, and it's right near you. To Hornochuel Park, come enjoy Chef Albert Hall's new summer menu additions, then enjoy a stroll through our shops, art galleries, and botanical gardens. Park admission is 2-for-1 with purchase in our charming tea room. Nurture yourself, nature yourself. Tohonochuel Park. For more information, visit tohonochuelpark.org or call 520-742-6455.
Hi, I'm Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity Tucson's Habistore. Come see us out at our new location at 935 West Grant Road. That's Grant Road and I-10. If you're looking for anything to do with your home, whether it's appliances, cabinets, doors or windows, even paint supplies, come out to 935 West Grant Road. Our donation hotline number, 520-889-7200. If you've been doing your spring cleaning, you need us to come out and pick up some of your stuff, call us up at our hotline, 520-889-7200, and come in and shop and support Habitat for Humanity Tucson.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best. An Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We do not tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we love that concept. We have an awesome action-packed show for you today, starting with Colleen Crown and Shield from the Clean Cities Coalition in Tucson, Arizona, and she will be followed by a woman named Carolyn Pars, who's the founder of Women of Green. It's a news source and online community with a singular purpose. I can't wait to hear what she has to say, and they are all about being the change we need to see in the world right now. It's so cutting edge and so important, and I have lots of questions for her. I think it'll be informative for certain. And if you didn't hear, this show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. Always love to give that shout out, and want to thank again all the people that actually from the Mrs. Green team who made this happen. Really quick tip, sponsored by Horizon Moving Systems. For a long distance, local or international move, visit them at horizonmoves.com. They are great supporters of Mrs. Green's World. The tip is about to-go containers. When you go to restaurants, I don't know about you, but it makes me cringe because we get those styrofoam containers. So one thing I'm committing to on air is that I'm going to start taking my own to-go containers and just say no to styrofoam. So thank you, Horizon Moves. .com for supporting Mrs. Green. And if you are going to move, check them out. And believe me, you'll be glad you did. Okay, let's move right along because we've got Colleen Crown and Shield from Tucson, Arizona on the line right now. And she has one of the top rated Clean Cities Coalition organizations in the country. And that is not an exaggeration. Welcome, Colleen.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great. We're doing great. We're happy to have you as a caller for our second show.
Well, I'm happy to be here. And I tell you, I went to a local restaurant this morning, and their to-go container is not styrofoam. It's like a cardboard, and it's great, and it's recyclable, and it's wonderful. So I just had to throw that out.
And I'm glad you did, because if we advocate more for that, I have to say I think it's pennies on the dollar. But this is one of those small steps, big impact things we can all do. So thanks for commenting on that, kiddo. So tell us about what is Clean Cities. It's actually a national and international organization that's about what?
Well, we are committed to helping reduce America's dependence on petroleum through helping fleets and individuals look to alternative fuels. And alternative fuels can mean various things to various people, but we look at things like natural gas, propane, biodiesel, ethanol, electric vehicles. We advocate for fuel efficiency. Get on a bus every now and again, ride a bike, carpool, anything that helps us reduce dependence on petroleum. It is a national program, and actually now we have an international Clean Cities program as well. So there are, you know, you can just Google Clean Cities, and we'll show up anywhere in any city anybody'd like. And we work with lots of organizations that are in other areas. Like in Canada, we have a great organization that we work with called Driven to Sustain.
And what's
so
that about? What's Driven
to Sustain? Driven to Sustain is two individuals, Tyson and Chloe, which I, you know,
remember them. I do. I remember them.
They were great. And they go around and educate our youth about the importance of looking to not just using alternative fuels, but looking locally, living locally. And they're just fantastic. But educating our youth is really important because, you know, you and I, one day, we want to be retired, and we want to be sitting on a beach somewhere, and we're hoping that our youth are going to help carry these kinds of programs through. So,
like, maybe even next week. I like that, being on the beach part. It's okay. And we want to be breathing clean air and not see the gunk come up on the shores, right?
And we don't want to be beholden to other people for our own, you know, for our own pleasures, like petroleum.
I know. And it's in everything. It's even in those lousy, rotten styrofoam containers. I mean, that's one of the things. They are like one of the things. It just drives me crazy. It makes me queasy. So I was talking to our team here before you called in, and this week alone, I wish I had just made a little note of all of the articles I read around the country that came in through different Mrs. Green media sources about alternative fuels. I mean, there are are big, big, big movements afloat in natural gas, in electric vehicles. There was a big announcement about the Nissan Leaf, about compressed natural gas. What do you see? And now, I have been going to Clean Cities Coalition meetings in Tucson for about 3 years. It blows me away, the changes, the migration of fleets in school districts, and the impact that your organization's been able to have. How hopeful are you? What do you see happening, not just in Tucson, but you travel a lot, which I still hold against you, but it's okay. What do you see? Are the shifts enough to be significant, to really make a blip on the screen for our dependency on foreign oil?
Absolutely, Gina. And, you know, it's going to take everybody, and it's going to take every fuel. I see so many people that, you know, when I'm out at events and things, who say to me, so, you know, what do you see as the silver bullet? What's the best alternative?
There is none.
And,
right.
You know, there isn't. It's going to take everything. I see a huge shift to electric vehicles. And people, you know, I get a lot of people who say, oh, but then, you know, coal is what powers our power plants. You have to remember that with electric vehicles, power plants are heavily regulated by the EPA.
Totally.
So when you're talking about a coal-fired power plant, it actually has cleaner emissions than the tailpipes of all those vehicles on the road. So, you know, electric vehicles are a good move for us. But it's going to take everything. It's not going to just take electric vehicles. It's going to take natural gas. It's going to take propane. We have a great event coming up this week on Tuesday here in Tucson at El Presidio, where we've got a national organization called Roush, which a lot of people are familiar with. Jack
right,
Roush, the
right,
racer, you know.
Right. I know you are.
I am, and he has made a commitment to propane vehicles. So, you know, we've got a national organization that's coming in to show how propane vehicles can help make a difference. So, you know, there's a lot of alternatives out there, and it's going to take everything. But if everybody were to make a commitment, either to use an alternative fuel or to use a fuel-efficient vehicle, if everybody would make some kind of a commitment, I think that we have a great future ahead of us.
How about, like, diesel? I'm using a diesel now, and I'm getting great mileage. I know it's cleaner burning. What is your read on that?
Well, it is cleaner burning. Ultra-low sulfur diesel is cleaner burning, but I would prefer, if you're going to use a diesel vehicle, that you look at least a 5% biodiesel. And, you know, because every time we use at least a percentage of an alternative fuel, believe it or not, if everybody did that runs a diesel engine, we would displace a lot of petroleum.
And there are even things that I've learned from the coalition. There are things that you can do to, even if you're driving a petroleum vehicle, which most of us, most people are, there are things that you can do smarter and improve the efficiency on your gas. And certainly if you're migrating to another vehicle, you want to look at an alt-fuel vehicle. They are just, to me, it's one of the most exciting things that is a part of Mrs. Green's world right now. I see the shifts.
If you don't have an alt-fuel vehicle and you want to do your part, there are lots of things you can do, just such as keeping your vehicle well-tuned. Believe it or not, a well-tuned vehicle uses much less petroleum. Keeping your tires aired properly, much less petroleum.
And not having your car full of stuff that causes more fuel to power it.
Exactly. And those lead foot people out there, there's a place for that, and that's called a racetrack.
Okay, when you and I are together, time flies. This was Colleen Crowninshield from Tucson, Arizona. Google Clean Cities to find out more about where she is, what they're doing. You're listening live to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Colleen Parr's up next. Women of Green, what are they up to? Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, please stay here with me. This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Bugs like plants. It's just a fact of farming. But the U of A is helping farmers apply the latest research to stop pests without toxic chemicals. Turns out something as basic as working with other growers on where to place crops each year can block bug migrations, saving millions. Healthier food and a healthier bottom line? We call that a win-win. Naturally, the University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back2Feed? The Back2Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back2Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back2Feed. Visit Back2Feed.com.
The Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway in Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313. 290-9313 or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
Hi, Kathy Rankin here with Temco Air in Tucson, and I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Green. In the scheme of going green, I'm still just a little sprout, but thanks to Mrs. Green, I've learned a lot of easy and fun ways to help the environment. Okay, so I'm not willing to install chemical toilets in my house, but reusable shopping bags, I'm in. Reduce, recycle, reuse, I get it. So get your green on the easy and fun way with Mrs. Green. Did I mention fun? Check out her website at mrsgreensworld.com and tell Gina Kathy sent you.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't want to tell you what to think. We just want you to, and I've got to say, that's my story, and I am sticking to it. We have a great show today. I am thrilled to be having as a guest on the show, calling in, I believe, from New Mexico, but I'll verify that, Carolyn Pars, who is the founder of Women of Green, which is a news source and online community with a singular purpose, to be the change we need to see in the world right now. She really believes there's a sense of urgency. I have to say that I am totally right there with her. And this is, to me, a totally cutting-edge concept. And Carolyn, welcome to Mrs. Green's World, and thanks for taking the time to be on the show today.
You are welcome. Good to be here.
And where are you calling from? Are you calling from Santa Fe?
Yes, I am in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Right, and I'll bet it's not 120 degrees there, am I right?
Well, Santa Fe is actually high desert, so I'm in the mountains. Not too hot. However, we are having wildfires right now.
I know. I know. The wildfires are sweeping the West, and everybody can just keep praying and hoping for rain. We've had rain here in Arizona, so they're pretty much under control, but we really got hit quite badly. So this is like, where do we begin? One of the places that we should begin is that I consistently forget to tell people that they can call in because I get so wrapped up in the excitement of the show. But if you have questions for Carolyn when you're listening, if you want to make a comment, the number is 855-649-8255. That's 855-MGW-TALK. So I just have to try to remember to throw that in and get a little coaching here right now for my team. So let's start at the very beginning about what is Women of Green? I mean, it really is a cutting edge concept because you talk about it being an online community. So what is it and how did it get started?
Okay. Well, you're right on, it is an online community, and we're about turning up the volume of the feminine voice and, like you said, being the change that we need right now on the planet. So it's not really a how-to-go green show, and when I say show, we do podcasting, we do video casting, we also have a blog ongoing blog to lots of information about the feminine, the rise of the feminine on our planet right now, and particularly in environment and social justice issues. So Women of Green is about that voice, and for us to share that voice together, and the community coming together, I believe, will create, it was my effort to help raise that voice, that feminine voice, that I believe just needs to, we need to balance it out. It's been weighed too heavily, as we see by what's happening on our planet, what's happening in the world right now. And I'm not the only one doing this. This is my effort in that, but that this rise of the feminine way, not to replace the masculine way, it's to integrate. And that's really the key. But we have some work to do, women, and Women of Green is about coming together with other thought leaders, with moms, with business, with entrepreneurs, with artists about this topic. How it began was really I coach women who are women entrepreneurs in the green space or health care space. And for many years, I kept on hearing amazing stories of why they were in business, what they were wanting to do, how they wanted to accomplish it, and having a balance between, there's a term called triple bottom line. And, you know, these women really lived into it. People, planet, profit were all important. And the stories were just over and over again, really, they moved me so that I finally put together, and I had done podcasting before, it started off with the show, put together this concept of Women of Green. You know, you hear that word, women of color, Women of Green is like we're all, no matter what color we are, no matter what nationality we are, no matter what age we are, it's the singular focus of creating a betterment on the planet and changing the course that we're on right now. So Women of Green was a way to get those voices out there, and it's developed into numerous things now.
It's morphed. I mean, there's many things. It's a whole social media platform, and I want to comment a little bit about that because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, gosh, Gina, you really are old in age, but certainly not in energy. And I worked on Wall Street a really long time ago. And that was at a time when there was the same conversation going on, but in a different way. I don't know if that makes sense. And there was a lot written about, you know, how many pennies on the dollar women make in the same positions, and the breaking that corporate glass ceiling. And it was, you know, of course there were the extremists, which I always say you have to have people that are doing that to bring the masses one step forward. You can't just have people that are just, you know, is all okay, Hakuna Matata, we're doing things the way they are. What I saw happen, and this is my own bias, I admit it, is that a lot of women broke the glass ceiling, but they did it by being just like in some ways, the stereotypical corporate ruthlessness that was for what men did. I see more of a balance now, and I think that's what you're talking about. It's not an either or. It's not an anti-male stance at all. It's about partnerships and about there is male and there is female and about bringing that more into balance. And it's hard for me to believe that there are still women who need help finding their voice. And that is that a part of, am I hitting it right a little bit? It's about more about the balance and turning up the volume in a way that doesn't turn people off, but gets them really excited.
Right, it is. And I love the way that you've brought that back where we've come from. And we've come a long way, just like that campaign. You've come a long way, baby. But we right now, it's not about, you know, putting on the power bow, right, and trying to be like,
I remember
by
that.
By the way, I owned one of those shirts. I worked on Madison Avenue, so I
owned
one of them.
Oh, my God, I still
it
have some
pink,
of those
though.
Power bows.
But it's about it, really, some of the female traits, and I'm not saying it's exclusive to women, but we tend to embrace is this sense of collaboration, right? A sense of vulnerability in the workplace, which is still a little bit scary. We have a couple of great articles and shows on this topic, compassion, these kind of things. Wanting to just use more heart space or balance that out with our mind as well, mind-heart leadership. So these are the things that are arising. It's not about becoming you know, becoming a masculine. However, that stage was so important. Now there's this really, when I get back to that rise of the feminine, rise of our natural resources, our natural ways, and this is the part that we're in the middle of bringing that into the business space. It's not fully integrated. It's not even partially integrated yet, but there's been study after study that shows that when women are on the top, part of the top leadership of corporations, they make more money because there's other skill sets that come into play that help actually with the bottom line. But unfortunately, Gina, across the board, 15% and lower are women in those CEO top and or top leadership positions across the board in politics, in business. So that's why women have gone out on their own, right? Many of them have started their own businesses or have done it a different way. So the glass ceiling is still there. However, we've had some great leaders out there that have shown us that you can do that. But what I think right now, and this is really, I'm writing about this right now, is that the time of the lone wolf is over. The women, the Erin Brockoviches and the Julia Butterfly Hill, who climbed a tree.
Oh, yeah, and she stayed up there for
years.
Yep, she's one. I love what she did. I will never do it, but you're right. She's another example. The lone wolf.
And we have lots of great examples. There's
right,
a woman
right.
I interviewed, Carol Morrison, who was she blew the whistle on Purdue. She was a chicken farmer. She was the only one that blew the whistle and wowed a film crew into.
I remember that.
Coop.
Was she the one in
right?
Food Inc.? Yep.
That's
yep.
right.
Yep.
So Carol was another one. But what's needed now is not these individuals, but the collective. You, me, and everyone else. We may not do it to the extreme of that, but what we do collectively will have a huge impact, and that is what's transpiring now. That's why I do Women of Green.
I know. I think the world is starting for it. That's why I do Mrs. Green, because they do call it Mother Earth. I think that's pretty important
right.
to bring that up. There is, you know, whatever your beliefs are, most people do call it Mother Earth. So we've got to let that voice be heard a little bit more, too. And I think that you make a really good point about we really need to, even in workplaces that I've read about and having been head of a large national corporation myself, there are components that when leaders, men or women, incorporate certain things into the workplace, you're right, profits go up, attendance, you know, people take far fewer sick days. And it is, there are things like having massages at the workplace. I mean, it's as simple as that. Doing things, I have read a lot about spirituality, and I think it'd be shocking to know some of the largest corporations in the world. They're providing meditation rooms. They're doing yoga classes. All of those things are kind of a movement to a healthier, more balanced, not just billable hours kind of mindset, and it's just healthier. Everybody's a lot healthier when we have that kind of balance, and I think that's a lot about what you're talking about. Well, I want to talk about when we come back some of the really like the big change agents that you see, some of the most powerful women that you've interviewed, and how they are part of a symbol of this collective wisdom that we're going to see, to me, of course, spring up and just sprout and go everywhere that you can imaginably, you know, the global movement is what I'm talking about. So when we come back, I'd love to talk a little bit about some of those. I'd love to talk about the book you're writing and about sustainability on a global scale. So everybody, you're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. You can find me by going to mrsgreensworld.com. And if you're listening, you probably did. If you have questions, please call 855-649-8255. We'll be right back with Carolyn Parrs, Women of Green.
I'm Karen, owner of Nurturing Nature, an eco-boutique that offers earth-friendly goods, gifts, and apparel items for all ages, from babies to grandparents. Our ethically produced products are unique and stylish. Mention that Mrs. Green sent you and receive 10% off purchases that are good for the world and good for those who mean the world to you. So join others who are finding the simple beauty that lies in nurturing nature, located in the Williams Center at Broadway and Craycroft. Call us at 520-790-5910. That's 520-790-5910.
Other grocery stores don't tell you their produce is first shipped to an out-of-state distributor before hitting the shelves. At the Food Conspiracy Co-op, we cultivate relationships with Southern Arizona farmers who deliver their fresh-picked fruits and vegetables to our door, ensuring freshness and a low carbon footprint. Anyone can shop at the Food Conspiracy Co-op, which is collectively owned by nearly 2,000 Tucsonans. The co-op is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Streets. Come check us out.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com.
I'm Holly with Garment Graphics and Promotional Products. We're excited that Garment Graphics prints apparel with water-based ink, so it's earth-friendly and has a super soft feel. Most t-shirts now, including organic cotton, are lighter weight fabric, and the feel of the water-based ink is something that people really like and want to wear. A big part of successful promotions is having your item or message stick around. Call us at 520-544-0529 or check us out at garmentgraphics.net.
My name is Barry Herr, a realtor with a green designation, a longtime listener, and advocate of Mrs. Green. One of the best things is the way she presents information about living green in an easy-to-use way. Having been involved in recycling and the environmental movement for the last 20 years, I've seen that the hardest part is for people to know what to do. Mrs. G breaks it down into bits we can all follow. Continue to join me in learning from Mrs. Green on a radio show. If you're coming to Tucson, let me help you find your piece of our green heaven.
Welcome back, everybody. I love, love, love that intro. The boys are back in town, but the women of green are here now. So watch out. We're going to partner and take the world by storm. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Please visit us at MrsGreensWorld.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I know that I have some friends listening, and they might come over literally here to the studio and choke me, but I am 9 away from getting to the 1900 mark on Facebook. So if you're listening and you're feeling the Facebook love, follow Mrs. Green on Facebook, and I might be able to, when I get off the show, just go and see that we broke another, you know, just creeping up there a little bit. It's about small steps, big impact. I am thrilled to be interviewing a very on-purpose woman today with a mission. Her name is Carolyn Pars. She has started her own movement, her own community called Women of Green, and it's all about the balance, bringing the world back in balance, and I think we're hungry for it. So, Carolyn, thanks for being on Mrs. Green's World today. If you have questions for Carolyn, 855-649-8255. I'm so glad I remembered it. It's 855-MGW-TALK. So, Carolyn, let's talk a little bit. I want to hear two things before you get off this show. One is about the book you're writing and the impact that you're hoping it will have to help speed things up, because I think we need to pump up the volume on changing the planet pretty quickly. And what about some of the women that you see that we can really emulate, read about, talk about, follow on Facebook or Twitter, and help be part of the movement that you're laying the groundwork for?
Great. Would you like me to start with the book or the women?
I think, you know, it's hard. It's like I'm having whirling dervish brain. Let's start with the book.
All right. Well, I'm immersed in it right now. And the singular idea about the book is that it's the coming together, the collective power of women, their purchasing power to change the course we're on. Okay. There's a term. I don't know if you know this term, Gina. It's used a lot in technology. It's called disruptive technology. It was a term coined by the Harvard professor, and it's disruptive technology is any technology that disrupts an already set system or status quo.
Okay.
So, for instance, solar wind power would be a disruptive technology to oil and gas.
Right.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing, even though it has the word disruptive. It disrupts something and makes it better. And
yeah, like Google is a disruptive technology that's taking over the world right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
I
gosh.
That, yeah, Facebook might be yeah, there with
like,
them.
Remember when we used to do Facebook? You are so right. So I get it. And Google is a perfect example of taking
yeah.
the world by
storm.
Yeah,
and the iPod, right?
Oof, yeah.
I mean, Apple, anything Apple makes is a disruptive technology. Tends to be more of some of like technology and the masculine because a lot of men happen to concentrate in that field. The name of my book is Disruptive Biology, and that's B-U-Y-ology.
I okay? love it. So it's about
so it's
is
about
it...
how the collective purchasing power of women can change the world and by what we buy and don't
oh
buy.
My God, you're so right. And so, I'm laughing because it sounds something a little bit like sacred shopping. So I know it's not that, but women make the decisions a lot about how the money is spent. You're absolutely right. So go
85%,
on. 85%
of the purchases in the, I should say American women, right? They make the purchases. So we're the ones, you know, with our debit card, with our credit cards, with our checks, we can change this boat we're on by what we buy and don't buy. And then that talks about the chemical load in our foods. It talks about mining and the disruption of our planet and how we create products. So it's very consumer-driven. So the whole idea is really putting the concept out, waking women up to what's really happening out there, and I can tell a story which might weave right into some of the amazing women and what they're doing. One of my clients, her name is Liberty Phoenix Lord, mom. She's a mom, and she was pregnant with her second child, and during her pregnancy, she was in a beautiful, brand-new house, right?
Right.
New carpet, new paint, new floor. New. Okay?
She got sick. Tell me she got sick.
Yeah, well, what happened was in the baby's nursery also there was a brand new carpet, and Indigo is the name of her son, was when he started to crawl, right, and he started to form a hole in his tongue, and she didn't know what was going on.
Oh.
She talks about going in and out of emergency rooms and, you know, antibiotics were given, she just was at wit's end. She finally went out of the box and decided to see an environmental doctor, okay? And the doctor told her that her baby was being poisoned by formaldehyde, okay?
Oh.
Now, carpets outgas formaldehyde. As a matter of fact, I have read in Scientific America, this will blow you away, Gina, a baby crawling on a conventional carpet inhales the equivalent of 4 cigarettes a day.
I am going to be sick, and I so believe you, and the research supports you, and there is, like, it gets me on a whole nother planet. I am so not kidding. And whoever heard of environmental disease 50 years ago? We didn't have it. Now we have all these protective things.
We didn't know what it was.
We didn't know what it was, but fire retardant and protective coating and Scotch Guard and on, so... Oh, my gosh. So wait a minute. Did I hear you right? Did you say that he was getting like an open sore or a hole on his tongue?
It was actually a full-out hole in his tongue.
Okay.
And the doctors, the traditional, you know, allopathic doctors called it thrush, but it would never go away. Finally, she, you know, doctor telling her what it was. She ends up ripping the carpets out of her home.
And the hole went away. Tell me.
And yeah, it sealed up. And the baby was able to nurse. Now, and she had a moment of, you know, of overjoy about her baby being back. However, and the story goes, by now, Indigo, was 2.5 years old. And his immune system was so compromised. At this point, he had gotten influenza and died.
Oh, no.
And,
oh.
Yeah.
So people.
Now, Liberty sends, terrible thing for her, and it rocks her world. And after really hiding away for 3 years, she came back with incredible spirit and love, and decided to offer her life so that no other parent could ever do this again. They'll never have to experience what she
and,
had.
And
she started building store in Gainesville, Florida, called Indigo Green Building.
Okay.
Indigo Green Store. Actually, that's the name.
Okay.
And that she teaches parents, and she teaches her community about what's in our common products. So that's one story.
And I so want to have her on this show. Please connect those dots.
And,
you know, just let me, there's a woman named Robin Wilson that I have had on the show, and she worked with the Kennedy Greenhouse when Robert Kennedy Jr. redid his house, and it was all green, and she's published a book, which she sent to me. And the genesis of her belief and her commitment and formed her life, and she's making a global impact as well. She's in New York. She got environmental disease, and it was the same thing. She said, and she cracked me up. She goes, my parents were kind of like, you know, modern day old hippies, which is what I would say I am. And they took her to an MD who was also an alternative medical doctor. And he didn't just want to give her drugs. And he said, it was asthma, and she's got environmental disease, and it was from the cleaning solutions.
Yes.
All of the massive, disgusting, poisonous, toxic cleaning solutions that we don't have in our house anymore. So it was the beginning of my evolution. Okay, so that's one. That's an unbelievable story. Say the name of your book again. I think it is so incredibly...
Yeah, now it's not out yet.
I know. We'll be having you back. Oh my gosh, I hope I get an autographed copy. Okay, Disruptive Buyology. It's so clever. When, I have to ask you, do you have an idea for when? And it's a loaded question, because we have a huge festival of books here in the spring that brings thousands of people from around the country. And boy, would I love to celebrate your book signing with you.
Yes. Well, this is the plan, that it will come out on Mother's Day of 2012.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. Let's hear it. So I had to ring the bell once. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, moms generally, this happened with me, is that when we have babies, you know, we start watching really what we put in our mouth often. It's
totally
like a natural response.
Whole different story.
Some women become very aware.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And we have a story similar here. There's a woman named Jeanette Mare, and she started Ben's Bells, and it was the same thing. Her little boy died very, very quickly, and she's been on every national radio, TV. They came here, I think it was from Good Morning America, but she turned that whole tragedy of his death into random acts of kindness. And I will tell you, it's spreading around the country. And what you have is a little decal on your car that says "Be kind," and you can get belled. You can write in to someone that did a random act of kindness for you, and then they will get a feature. It's featured every Saturday in the newspaper. Someone got belled by a green bell, and they're all made by hand. I know, but it's the quintessence of what you're talking about, of a tragedy turned into a movement that everybody here in Tucson knows, and it's spreading around the country. There are other Ben's Bells organizations splitting up. So believe it or not, we're going to go to another quick break, and I'd love to talk some more about women leaders that when we come back with Carolyn Pars, founder of Women of Green, and you can tell that she is certainly on purpose, and it's about really the change we need to be in the world right now. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. The phone number is 855-649-8255. Please stay here with me. More great information from Carolyn Pars.
Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway in Prudence, Northwest I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
One day, Sarah Kaus was hiking in the desert, drinking warm water out of her water bottle again. She thought, why isn't there a bottle that can keep my water cold and my coffee hot? And why can't this bottle look good in the boardroom or on a hiking trail? And so, the Swell Double Insulated Water Bottle was born. This stainless steel bottle keeps cold drinks cold 24 hours and hot drinks hot for 12. Swell bottle sales create safe water for the world's poorest people. So go to swellbottle.com to get yours. Enter the code SWELL at checkout and receive a 10% discount.
Americans don't have to worry much about clean water. But in some countries, contaminated water causes 80% of all disease. Special microscopic particles, a kind of nanotechnology, work great for cleaning water. Trouble is, making them is pretty toxic. But soon, it won't be. Thanks to U of A research on ways to produce them with something as simple as egg whites. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Hi, this is Hank Kreisick, a local certified green architect and listener to Mrs. Green's World. My family and I have chosen to live and practice a more sustainable lifestyle, from my biodiesel-powered truck to our gardens and energy efficiency home retrofits. I'm excited that there's a show like Mrs. Green's World to spread the word about what is going on in the world of sustainability. Truly, choices we make today will have lasting effects on future generations, and Mrs. Green's World does make going green more fun.
Girl Scouts offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and experiences for all girls. By becoming a member yourself, for only $12, you are helping to make this possible. As a member, you don't have to be a troop leader or even have a daughter in Girl Scouts. Being a member means that you want to support girls in Southern Arizona and inspire them to have courage, confidence, and character. To unleash a girl's potential and support the Girl Scout movement, visit the Community tab at GirlScoutsSOAZ.org.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Please visit MrsGreensWorld.com to learn all about the world of sustainability on a global scale. If you visit my website, you will be able to hear about great guests coming up and great guests that are here right now. We have the wonderful Carolyn Pars, who is just sharing with us some very compelling information. She started an online community, which is also a news source, called Women of Green, with a singular purpose: to be the change we need to see in the world right now. It's one of my favorite expressions. It's Gandhi all over the place, and we're talking about of movement. So, Carolyn, thank you so much for calling. Love to hear about your upcoming book, Disruptive Biology. I will be getting it. I will be blogging and tweeting and Facebooking about it. So do you want to share a little bit more about some of the both the contents of the book and the purpose, and some of the other women heroes? I love hearing about some of those heroes, even though the last one you told us was tragic, but they didn't turn the tragedy into an end tragedy. It's about hope, possibility, and change. So that woman took the death of her son, and she's helping to prevent the death of other children because of toxic environments.
Right, exactly. There's so many women. You're one, Gina.
You're
out there doing this. You are.
Thank you for that.
You're a leader in your own right. And I guess another woman I'd like to talk about, I just had the opportunity last week to interview her, is Jean Houston. I don't know if you know her. She is. She's a scholar. She's a philosopher. She's a really a pioneer in the human potential movement, and one of my all-time favorite icons. I would call her an icon. And I was up at the in Boulder at the Lojas conference.
Oh, I want some year we'll be going together. I know. I was busy launching a radio network, but
there's really cool people up there to interview, and I got a chance. So,
I'd be in a networking frenzy.
Yeah, it is. It is. And Jean was there. She was a keynote speaker. And I pulled her aside, and I asked her for an interview, and she was unbelievable, speaking right to the point of where we are on this, you know, on this planetary shift. She calls it we're in the either or. Okay?
I agree. I do.
We're either evolve or we perish, and women have an incredibly important role in that.
And responsibility. And it's a role and it's a responsibility to have our voices. Yeah, we got to pump up the volume. So go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd love to share. She works a lot in myth, and she communicates in story and myth. And she told a story on my show that, and the myth goes, we're 1,000 years in the future, right? And some young woman is doing some kind of whatever is the equivalent of a graduate's degree.
Right.
And what she's doing is she's studying the patterns of over 100 planets that had high-level folks operating it. And she discovers that there are certain patterns, and after a certain point, there is an adequate population. The women or the female members of that species rise and begin to join with the male of the species into a fully integrated pattern, a pattern where mind shifting happens and the planet then moves into its renaissance and goes into another level. And all the problems are solved. And she talks about this myth is that's where we are right now, that we're part of that planetary study, and we're at the point right now of either grow or, she says, die. You know, and it can only happen with the rising of the feminine and the integration of the masculine in that.
I couldn't agree with it more. I think one of the things I always want this show to be about is hope, possibility, and change. And yet there's an edginess that I feel in me that wants to shout out, people, I really am nice, but please listen to this message. We've got to hurry up because the clock is ticking and we're creating waste and we're doing things like poisoning ourselves and we're over-medicated, obesity. So let's think about this woman who says, I'm a scholar, I'm a this, I'm a that. You got to hear it. We've got to turn up the volume. Okay,
yeah.
So let me ask you this. This might be a tough question. I don't mean to put you on the spot. What do you think the biggest challenges or barriers to that do we face? Because I know that one of the reasons my show has been successful is because I don't really make it political, nor have you. This is not about politics. This is about humanity. And
right.
how do we couch the message without compromising any of the integrity or the strength of it to really get people to listen and take action? The listening part's great, but if you go out and you get 16 plastic bags, you're grocery shopping today, and eat all of the genetically modified foods, and you go on your merry way, that's what we've got to see shift, everything, the buying power. So what do you've been interviewing hundreds of women. What do you think our challenges are as people, as human beings?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that feels like a show in and of itself, right?
You're right. I think it sounds like a two-hour
maybe
or three-hour panel,
stuff.
Yes, with lots of other people on it. I know. It is.
You know, two things that come up. One is a practical one, because I'm a green marketer. I mean, that's what I do. I have a company called Mind Over Markets, and we help green businesses and initiatives message their get their message out correctly.
Okay.
And it's not about right now saving the planet, although we know what we're in store for. But if you want to hit the masses, if you engage people, it has to come down out of the planetary to the personal.
Totally agree.
It's really personal.
Yep. It's all about me.
Instead of saving, let's say, I mean, the melting ice caps, it's back to what happened with Liberty. It's back to, you know, the food we put in
yes.
our body.
Yes,
right?
Yep.
It becomes a health issue instead of, say, a planetary one. Or it becomes an economic, you know, sometimes saving money is the personal motivator. So we really have to make sure our messages really hit home for the individual. Okay, and for women,
I could not agree
the
with
heart
you more.
Space.
Yep.
All right, that's one. Now, on a really bigger level, I believe people like you and me, Gina, who are out there speaking up and speaking out, and all of the activists out there that want to make it. I know we're at the 11th hour here. We cannot keep on pushing it till it becomes militant. We actually have
right.
to remember that we're
right.
complex human beings, and the word compassion. Has to be, we have to meet this with compassion, that we're all doing the best we can, and knowing that everybody is, we're all in this together, but if we keep on pushing people in a fear-based, we know that. In marketing, we know fear doesn't sell. It really doesn't. It doesn't work anymore.
No, it makes people run the other way. Yes, right.
Right. So turn up the volume on, really, on consciousness and compassion. That's really what has to happen on the planet. And then all the rest happens.
And another thing I hear you saying very loudly and clearly without saying it is, it's without judgment. I don't like it when
right.
people cringe when I'm around. They say, oh, gosh, we don't want Mrs. Green to see that. And I say,
I'm
not looking at what you're doing. I'm taking care of what I'm doing. I'm not saying, oh, yeah, look at those big losers. They have plastic bags. When I see, you know, hundreds of them along the side of the road, I am like, okay, I am so going to get this one. This is going to be like, we can get the plastic bag one, people. You don't need them. But I think
right.
without judgment, and if you have compassion, that's inherent. You're not judging and saying, you know, waving the finger. People don't want it. It's like, how can I help me be healthier? And, you know, you talk about health. We had Jackie Ottman come out about 3 years ago, and I know she's one of your Women of Green. She's going to be on the show. And she said the number one reason why people make a greener choice is for health. Everybody
right.
wants to be healthy. I mean, so you're nailing that one too. Health for themselves, health for their families. They want to be. I tell everybody, I gave my kids those little package things that Lunchables. I did. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I gave my kids Lunchables. And they all survived. We don't do Lunchables anymore. I look at them and I think there is probably not one single thing in that package that is real food. So.
Well, you know, you said that out loud, Gina, right?
And I did.
It's like so important that, you know, here you are, you're an advocate for this. Mrs. Green, you have your own show. Look what you're putting out there. And you admit also, hey, you know what? I have a ways to go, too. Here's a company that does that well, Patagonia.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's a corporation.
Yes.
Right? They have on their website, they have a mini website called the Footprint Chronicles, where Patagonia, for people that don't know it, they're an outdoor equipment clothing company.
Cutting edge in terms of sustainability from the inside
right.
out. They're stellar.
Exactly. And so what they do on their website is they take like 10 articles of clothing that they make, and they put the good, the bad, and what they're trying to do better. So they tell on themselves.
Right,
They're transparent. And what happens, you think that would make people go, oh, my God, look what they're doing, you know, bad, naughty, naughty. But actually what happens is it builds trust. And people
integrity.
Look what they're doing and how they're trying to make it better. I think we all need to do that.
I think
and
so, too.
So
it's authenticity.
We're in the game.
Yep. Well, you're not going to believe this. Yes, you are, because you interview people. But we are at the end of the hour. And I always say, time flies when you're having good green fun. I want to thank you so much, Carolyn Pars, for taking the time to share all of your vision with us. I want to tell everybody, next week we've got another dynamo. Talk about the power of Women of Green. Sarah Kaus, who's the founder of Swell Water Bottle, entrepreneur, one woman wonder. Her bottles have already been featured in O Magazine. She's taken the world by storm. So are you, Carolyn. Thank you, everybody. Mrs. Green's World. Make it a great green weekend and tune in next week. Thank you so much for being part of Mrs. Green's World.